Federal News Radio senior correspondent Mike Causey's here, and you've got a little bit of context today in your column about this story from the IRS last week, and we talked about the fact that it was too good to check.
Yeah, the issue is that one of the inspectors general at the Internal Revenue Service announced that they had found over 1,000 employees who had been given bonuses, a total of, I think, $1 million, and they were behind in their taxes. And it hit right around tax day, April 15th. So
yep.
Everybody was looking for a tax story, and it was manna from heaven, you know, and everybody ran with it. Everybody had the same thing. This is outrageous. And I just, we're just looking at the numbers, 1,000 out of what, 90,000? You know, that's not everybody at the IRS by
right.
a long shot. And I had a very dear friend, Larry Laurent, who's a TV critic to Washington Post for many years.
Mm-hmm.
And they, of course, ratings were big. And I know one time there was a show, it was a very political show. They said it had 22 million viewers.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this was the greatest thing since sliced bread. And Larry said, that means 188 million people didn't watch it. You know, a different way to look at things.
That's right.
And, so if 1,000 IRS employees are behind in the taxes and 99,000 aren't, where does that leave us? And the column really was based around a very nice email I got from Mr. T. He's a longtime IRS guy, and he said they've taken this out of context. And the fact is, he said they may have been. It was one guy they checked. He was $8 behind in his taxes.
Jeez.
So you know, not necessarily the crime of the century. And, you know, it's just important to point this out. And everybody likes to whack the IRS. Nobody ever lost a nickel whacking the IRS.
Mm-hmm. He writes about some of the interesting things about filing returns and anomalies and
yep.
taxes and so on. In my 27 years, I've had to file a city tax return because I was there for a week of training and that city had an income tax. So
mm-hmm.
technically he collected income for 1 week in that city and he still had to file
yeah.
tax returns.
Well, you know, that's a lot of places have, I think, what they call it a source tax. And I have a friend who is a CPA and a very good one, and he handles a lot of sports people. And one of the important things is, you know, you say you're with the Nationals of baseball, you go to New York, you play 3 or 4 games.
Yep.
If New York City has a source tax, you are taxed on the income you earned in that venue,
yeah.
you know, or New Jersey in this case. So yeah, it's very complicated. This guy, Mr. T, he also pointed out Congress changed the tax laws last year. They waited till the very last minute to renew something. So the IRS didn't know what. So they had to print 2 sets of forms and have 2 different websites up. And then there was a time there when you couldn't pay your taxes. Nobody could pay them
right.
because the IRS wasn't ready to receive them because of what Congress had done. Nothing to do with the IRS itself.
Federal News Radio senior correspondent Mike Causey's here. He does reference something that I've always found interesting, which is he writes, people paying their taxes, you know, a lot of the IRS employees probably owed and were on installment agreements or owed after April 15th and fully paid it shortly after that deadline or paying off as we speak. And then he says, which is more than I can say about many of my fellow Americans. They're off paying thousands to save pennies on the dollar. I guess he's referring to those ads that we
yeah,
hear sometimes.
Yeah, right. And, you know, the members of Congress that are delinquent, their taxes and the staff, you know, fairly high percentage.
Yeah.
So it's and being delinquent doesn't mean that you're not paying them. In fact, you are paying a penalty.
Well, the fact of the matter is we don't have a lot of information. I went back and looked at the IG's report,
mm-hmm.
and there is some information there about context, but not as much as would probably be helpful in
yeah.
this case.
Yeah.
That being said, I mean, we all know every April 15th, the bills come and due.
Yep.
And, you know, I guess you could make an argument, too, that if you work for the Internal Revenue Service, you know how much tax law can change, and you'd probably want to get on it as quickly as you could and not procrastinate to the last minute.
I know 2 CPAs, one of them who does my taxes.
Yeah.
She happens to be in Tennessee, and the other one is local. And they both, independent of each other, they don't know each other, but they both said this is the worst year ever, meaning the 2013 season.
I've heard that too.
This lady in Tennessee, I think she said she worked 32 straight days, 12-hour days.
Yeesh.
And I mentioned it to my friend locally, and he said, yeah, it's been that bad for me, too. And again, this is mostly Congress is doing.
Columns on federalnewsradio.com. The whole issue of the IRS and all of these things surrounding that feed into kind of the reason that that people get excited around here, at least, about Public Service Recognition Week. That's coming next week. And Public Service Recognition Week is just a chance to recognize that a lot of people in the federal government do really difficult, really important, really unusual, unusual meaning jobs that nobody else does in the, you know, nobody does in the private sector, all across the federal government. And it's going to be an opportunity to call attention to that, I think, which is very healthy.
Yeah, one of the sad things about it, and it's not the fault of the people that put it on. Well, for one thing, it always rains. My recollection, it always rains.
It's raining heavily this week, so maybe we'll get out of that for next week.
But is the fact that, so especially in the Washington area, but I'm sure in other places where they're having ceremonies too, a lot of times it's feds visiting feds.
Mm-hmm.
And the idea behind it, the hope behind it, I think, was to get people who don't work for the government.
Yes.
To realize that this is very important. And, cause some of the jobs you, as you mentioned, some of the jobs you, that are in government are unique.
Mm-hmm.
And the money that's spent in the research. And when you go to these interviews with people at NASA and see what they're doing with Mars rovers and the different space things at the Smithsonian. Government is absolutely a fascinating place to work if you get in the right agency.
The column is on federalnewsradio.com as always, and as we look forward to Congress coming back, I mean, not everybody looks forward
right.
to Congress coming
yes.
back. Some people aren't too excited about it, but they're back in today. This is going to be their longest work period of all of this year.
Yeah.
So the potential exists for them to get a lot done, and the potential exists for them to do a lot of things to people, not the least of which could be federal employees. Do we have any sense of the kinds of things that they might be looking at?
I think because of the election, you're looking at very little of substance that's going to happen. And you notice they put off things like the Keystone Pipeline until after the election, and I think that'll be the norm. My prediction is that not a single member of Congress is going to die of exhaustion.